struck about swinging. Sox win. Sox win.
The flagship home of the Chicago White Sox is live at the 27th Annual White Sox Fan Convention. Let's go back to Sox Fest on 720 WGN.
We are here live at Sox Fest. Adam Hogue and Kevin Powell, White Sox Weekly. And we promise you, Michael Kopech, he is here right now. What's up, Michael?
Not much. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're going to ask you the same question you've been asked a million times today, but we're going to blame it on Coop because he told us to ask you. But how's everything going? I mean, you don't have any kind of – it looks like your arm's fine.
Yeah, just got a gnarly scar.
Ooh.
Yeah. But other than that, I feel pretty good. You know, I feel like I'm ahead of the curve. Obviously not going to rush it because I have a lot of time, but I feel about as good as I can right now.
How tough is it not to push it? How tough is it to be patient dealing with something like this?
I mean, for the most part, you guys followed my path to the big leagues. You saw that I don't really have much patience. but it's tough, but at the same time, I'm trying to take this time off as a learning curve, as a time to get better mentally and take that time to really progress my mental side of the game. So I'm trying to embrace it as much as I can.
You said you talked to Dylan Cease quite a bit. We had Dylan on a little bit about an hour or so ago, and obviously he went through Tommy John. But you've been talking to him quite a bit this offseason. You and I were just talking about how Sox fans are, you know, dreaming every night of the day of a 1-2 punch of Kopech and Cease at, you know, top of the rotation. So what's your relationship like with him, and how has he helped you through this?
Yeah, so with him just going through it already, the Tommy John process and everything, I think it's cool to kind of pick his brain and see where he was with some things. You know, he said there was a wall that he hit where he didn't feel great, but he knew there was nothing wrong. It was just he was trying to push through it. He's kind of a yogi type guy, so he's very philosophical. He likes the mental side of the game as much as I do, if not more. So we are very alike, even though we're very different. But no, I mean, it's great. I mean, we both compete in our own right, and we really enjoy what we're doing, and I think that goes for all the potential pitchers and the staff we're going to have. I mean, it's no secret that we're going to be really freaking good, but I mean, it just, you can flip a coin or scramble some letters and figure out who's going to be where in the rotation, but it's going to be a lot of fun when we're all there.
I want to go back to August for a minute. We were just talking before we came back from the break about your debut, and I think Kevin and I agree that was the most electric night at the ballpark all season, despite the rain that came in. As you got those starts under your belt, and it was just a handful, could you sense anything was coming with your elbow at any point? And I guess, is there in any way, is it a blessing in disguise that it happened when it did, instead of it, you know, God forbid, happening this spring training and you losing those months that you now have to rehabilitate?
To answer your first question, I never felt anything coming. I knew looking at my numbers and my velocity and my spin rate and everything that something was off. My agent thought it was a good idea that I get an MRI. Me being very stubborn, I was very much against that. But nonetheless, I got an MRI and here we are. But about the timing of it, I don't think they're... Now, this goes without saying, there's no perfect time to get an injury.
Sure.
But if there was, I think I got injured at the perfect time. If I would have got injured before, I would have still been in Charlotte. I wouldn't have got to experience that taste of the big leagues. If I had got injured, you know, this spring, it would have taken away from, you know, the few months, like you said, that I could have going into the next season and everything. So if there was a time to get injured, I think I got injured at the right time.
Some say there's a Tommy John epidemic in the baseball world, the baseball culture. When you look at the way you've trained and the way you've thrown your entire life, really, training to be a pro baseball player, and you see the way other players are training, is there anything that could be changed in the baseball world of trying to build a player into a professional player, and especially a pitcher?
Yeah, I think... first of all, I think there's no one common denominator. There are a few similarities with anyone that you see that blows out, but you can find those similarities in some guys that are healthy for 20 years. But what I do think is kids are overthrowing a lot at a young age, and that stress may not show up right now, but it's going to show up later. And I was a kid that threw a lot growing up. I play baseball year-round, but I think it's important for an off-season, especially in younger kids, just because that stress will add up, and you don't really know what that stress is like until you play 142, 162 games in professional baseball, and you throw almost every single day. So I think kids just appreciating an off-season at a young age, maybe playing another sport or whatever the case may be, I think that can take a lot of stress out of the arm at a very young age.
We're talking to Michael Kopech here at Sox Fest. So what is your plan for this year? Is it just all about rehabbing the arm? Are you one of those guys that just wants to be part of the team somehow, help in any way you possibly can?
I would love to help in any way I possibly can. And right now I think that's just going to be cheerleading. But for the most part, this year is going to be about me kind of getting in tune with myself, being myself, figuring out who Michael Kopech is, because I think in the past I've hidden behind several masks to try to, you know, become this big leaguer that I wasn't yet, to become the guy that everybody wants me to be, and I think that caused a lot of pressure internally. I put a lot of pressure on myself. I caused a lot of anxiety on myself, and now I'm just trying to, you know, get back to being who I want to be on and off the field.
From a mental standpoint then, how much did it help to get that taste of the big leagues, to get that hurdle out of the way as you go through the – it's now a huge challenge, but it sounds like you putting that pressure on yourself, it must have really been relieving to get there and go through it, even though it was just four starts.
Yeah, I mean, it took a huge weight off my shoulders. Once I finally got there, I just felt like I got to the point where everything was – where it was supposed to be, everything kind of fell into place, and I didn't really need to pretend anymore.
It's great to see you, Michael. Happy you're doing well. Timeline here real quickly. I know we don't have a ton of time with you, but what's the timeline now for you month by month or you know, the next few months here for the rehab and the elbow?
Well, I start throwing in a couple weeks, so I'll be tossing a little bit, nothing serious, but that'll ramp up eventually. And then I'm assuming towards the end of the season I'll get to start, you know, getting off the mound, getting real reps with hitters in the box.
Speaking of mound, by the way, if you guys go to the garage sale right across from us in Salon B, they are selling, I am not kidding, they are selling Michael Kopech, the dirt that was on the mound of Michael Kopech's debut on the south side. So you can go, only $25, Michael. I think you should be getting a little piece of
it. It looks like seasoning. Like,
that's
I just
what
want
I thought.
To sprinkle it like on a steak or something.
Is this a Michael Kopech seasoning? Yeah. But no, it is just dirt from the mound at 35th and Shields, Michael Kopech's debut. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Yeah,
appreciate
man.
It.
All right, we'll see you in Arizona, Michael.
Yeah, appreciate
good seeing
it.